Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God all the praise, honor. We give him all the glory. We thank God for you tuning in our Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast audience. You could have made a decision to be anywhere else tonight, but we thank you for tuning in and taking the time to share with us in the study of God's all-powerful, all-sustaining, hallelujah, holy word. Well, praise God. And tonight we have a special guest in the house that is now no stranger to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. That's none other than Prophetess Cecile Cutchin. She's been with our broadcast and ministered before, and we thank God for the call and the anointing that's on her life. So we're going to turn the mic over to her later on in the program, praise God. But before we do, we like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise, with a song acknowledging the goodness, the greatness, the awesomeness of our God. And then following that will be a time of prayer. Pastor Jasper is going to lead us to the throne of grace in prayer. And then the next you will hear, will be that of Prophetess Cecile Cutchin. And she has a powerful word to share with you tonight. So at this time, we're going to acknowledge God with a song of praise, hallelujah. My God, oh yes he is an awesome God, by Pastor Charles Jenkins. Listen.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, You're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it. Happy from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. You know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes.
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God.
Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
You say, he's great.
He's great.
He's great.
He's great.
To the word to 2 Samuel chapter 13 And we're going to be reading some word tonight. We're going to read a lot of word tonight. We're going to read just about the entire Second Samuel. Because it tells a story, an important story. So we're going to go to Second Samuel chapter 13. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm going to get my phone. And there we go. And we're going to start actually at verse 1, and I'm reading the Amplified Version. And it states, it happened afterwards that Absalom, the son of David, had a beautiful sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, her half-brother, the son of David, was in love with her. Amnon was also frustrated because his half-sister Tamar made himself sick, for she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it impossible for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, and he was the son of Shimea, David's brother. And Jonadab was very shrewd. He was a cunning man. How many of us have those cunning so-called friends? Jonadab was a cunning man. He was a cunning friend. He said to Amnon, "Why are you, the king's son, so depressed morning after morning? Will you not tell me?" And Amnon said to him, "I'm in love with Tamar, my half-brother's Absalom's sister." Jonadab said to him, "Go to bed and pretend you are sick." Now this is supposed to be a friend. And he's going to tell you to do something wrong. So that tell you what, as they say, he's a frenemy. He's supposed to be a friend, but he's really an enemy. That's who Jonadab was. But Jonadab told him, he said, "Go to bed and pretend you are sick. And when your father David comes to you, say to him, 'Just let my sister Tamar come and serve me food, and let her prepare it in my sight so that I may see it and eat it from her hand.'" So Amnon lay down and pretended to be sick. And when the king came to see him, Amnon said to the king, "Please let my sister Tamar come to and make me a couple of cakes in my sight so that I may eat from her hand." Then David sent word to the house of Tamar saying, "Go now to your brother Amnon's house and prepare some food for him." So Tamar, being obedient, went to her brother Amnon's house. And he was in bed. And she took dough and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight and baked them. She took the pan and the dish and dished them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, "Have everyone leave me." So everyone left him except Tamar. Then Amnon said to Tamar, "Bring the food into the bedroom so that I may eat from your hand." So Tamar took the cakes. She was obedient. She took the cakes and she had made and brought them into the bedroom to her half-brother Amnon. When she brought them to him to eat, he took hold of her hand. "Come lie with me, my sister." She replied, "No, my brother, do not violate me, for such a thing is not done in Israel. Do not do this disgraceful thing." She was begging him to do the right thing, begging him. But he didn't listen and said, "As for me," she said, "as for me, how could I get rid of my shame and disgrace?" So she knew and he knew that if he did what he wanted to do, if he did what his flesh was telling him to do, that's why it says in the word to die to our flesh daily. That's a daily thing we need to do. So he didn't listen. And she said, "And you be considered one of the fools of Israel." She was trying to reason with him. She said, "You will be considered one of the fools in Israel. So now just speak to the king about taking me as your wife." She was trying to get him to do the right thing. "If you want to do this, let's get married. So it'll be right in the sight of God. So it'll be right in the rules that of the kingdom." he will. She's telling them that their father David will not withhold her from him. But he didn't listen to her, and since stronger than she, he violated her and lay with her. So he raped her. How many of us have been raped? Not only sometimes in physically, but raped mentally. And this is, I'm going for a woman because it's Women's Month. Now, a lot of women have been raped physically. A lot of women have been raped mentally because a lot of times men don't believe we women know what we're talking about. But if you think back about it, God took women out of the rib of a man because what? Because man needed a helpmate. God knew men needed some help. Now, they don't listen sometimes to us, but God put us here to help men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Place. Then Amnon became extremely hateful toward her, for his hatred toward her was greater than the love which he had for her. And Amnon said to her, get up and get out. But she said, no, because this wrong of sending me away is worse than the other that you've done to me. But he, again, he didn't listen to her. Instead, he called his young man, who was a personal servant, and said, now throw this woman out of my presence and bolt the door behind her. My God. Now, Tamar was wearing a long sleeve robe of various colors, but that is how the virgin daughters of the king dressed themselves in robes. Then Amnon's personal servant took her out the door behind her. Tamar put dust on her head in grief and tore the long sleeve robe which she had on. And she said, and she put her hand on her head and went away crying out for help. My God, what did this man do to her? My God. I don't think he even really realized all he was focused on was gratifying his flesh. My God, my God. And even we do that sometimes, even with food. We don't listen to our body saying, well, no, you shouldn't have all that greasy fried chicken. Or no, you shouldn't eat all of that potato salad, all them globs of potato salad. Or no, you shouldn't eat all of that fried food because our bodies talk to us. Our cholesterol be high, our blood pressure be high from what? Eating too much of the wrong thing. Too much of something could be bad for you. So we need to listen to our bodies when it talks to us about doing the right thing for our bodies because our bodies are temples of God, and we have to take care of the temples that God has entrusted to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. So her brother Absalom said to her, has your brother Amnon been with you? But now keep silent, my sister. He is your brother. Do not take this matter to heart. So Tamar remained secluded in her brother Absalom's house. But my God, how was she not supposed to take it to heart? Her half-brother, somebody that she loved, somebody that she trusted, had violated her, had abused her. My God, why should she not take it to heart? That's a hard thing for her brother Absalom to ask. My God, my God. But he did. But Tamar, again, was obedient, and she remained secluded in her brother's house, in her brother Absalom's house. Now, when the King David heard about all these things, he was very angry, but he failed to take any action. My God, my God. And as the saying said, when you see something, say something. So it was seen that she was violated. It was seen that she was abused, but nothing was done. My God. So that was another abuse. To Tamar, you knew something happening, but you didn't do anything about it.
Yes.
That was another abuse. My God. But Absalom did not speak to Amnon, either good nor bad. For Absalom hated Amnon because he had violated his sister Tamar. Again, nothing was done, nothing was said. Now, it came about after 2 full years that Absalom had sheep shearers at Baal-Hazor near Ephraim, and Absalom invited all the king's sons to a party. Now, this one is talking about how Absalom avenges Tamar. So we're going to verse 24 of chapter 13, 2 Samuel. It says, Absalom came to his father, the king, and said, behold, your servant has sheep shearers. Please let the king and his servants go with your servant. But the king said to Absalom, no, my son, we should not all go, for we will be a burden to you. Although Absalom strongly urged David, still he would not go. But he gave him his blessing. Then Absalom said, if not then, at least let my brother Amnon go with us. And the king said to him, why should he go with you? But Absalom urged him again, and he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. Now Absalom commanded his servants, notice carefully, Amnon's heart is joyous with wine, so when he's drunk is what he's saying. Notice when Amnon gets drunk, and when I say to you, strike Amnon, then kill him, my God. Do not be afraid. Have I not commanded you myself? And in doing so, have I not taken full responsibility for his death? Be courageous and brave. So the servants of Absalom did to Amnon just as Absalom had commanded. Then the king's sons got up, and every man mounted his mule and fled. My God. Again, there was another abuse. You allowed someone to convince you to do what you knew was wrong. That's like when Amnon allowed his frenemy to convince him to do what he knew was wrong to Tamar. So the servants allowed Absalom to convince them to do what they knew what was wrong to Amnon. Glory be to God. Abuse. So now what happened while they were on the way back home that the exaggerated report came to David saying Absalom has killed all the king's sons. You see how it is? That's like the game where somebody starts saying something and they whisper it to somebody, and by the time it gets to the end of the row, it's all different from what it started out as. That's what happened here. They went back, and somebody went back and then told King David that all the king's sons were killed, which wasn't true. The only one that killed was Amnon. They told him that not one of them was left. So then the king stood and tore his clothes and lay on the ground in mourning, and all his servants were standing by with their clothes torn because they followed suit. Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, responded, do not let my lord assume that all the king's sons have been put to death, for only Amnon is dead. This act of revenge has been on Absalom's mind since the day Amnon violated his sister Tamar. Now, this is the gentleman, I lose the term loosely, that told Amnon to violate his sister. So indirectly, he caused his friend's death by his brother, because he told him to do something that violated, that abused his sister. My God. So verse 33, so now do not let my lord the king take the report to heart that all king's sons are dead, for Amnon is dead. So Absalom fled. And the king and the young man who kept, and behold, many people were coming from the road behind him by the side of the mountain. And Jonadab said to the king, look, the king's sons are coming. It has turned out just as your servant said. And when he finished speaking, the king's sons came, and they raised their voices and wept. And the king and all his servants also wept very bitterly. But Absalom fled and went to his mother's father, Talmai, the son of Amahud, king of Geshur. And David mourned for his son every day. Can you imagine losing your child? But not only losing your child, but losing your child to another one of your children. That's a double hurt. As they say, that what can be considered a soul hurt. Because you know you didn't teach them that way. But this is what happened as a result of listening to bad advice from a friend, which was really an enemy, a frenemy, as I'll call them. Hallelujah. But Absalom fled and went to his mother Tamar's house. Okay, 38. So Absalom fled and went to Geshur and was there for 3 years. And the heart of King David longed to go to Absalom. Despite of what Absalom did to his brother Amnon, King David still loved him, and he missed him. That's like we as parents, no matter what our children do, we still love them. We love them unconditionally. That's like God Father loves us unconditionally. So we thank God for that agape love. Hallelujah, that unconditional love. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so it says, and the heart of King David longed to go to Absalom, for he was comforted regarding Amnon since he was dead. So he had mourned over Amnon, but he had basically gotten over Amnon's death. But he was mourning his son Absalom. He missed his son. He loved spending time with his son. We love spending time with our children. Hallelujah. So the title was a violated but not forgotten. So Tamar had been violated by her brother Amnon, but Absalom never forgot. He never forgot. He waited some years before he took vengeance. But it says in the word, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. So we cannot take vengeance out on people who've done us wrong. So we must stay within the word of God and let God fight our battles. He can fight it better than we can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have to remember, even though we may have been abused physically, we may have been abused mentally, but God has never forgotten us. He's always there with us. So we thank God, hallelujah, for always there. I always say that I am a kept woman, hallelujah. I am kept by God, hallelujah. I thank God for always keeping me, even when I don't want to be kept. Glory be to God, hallelujah. So we thank God, hallelujah, for loving us unconditionally. We thank God, hallelujah, for always making a way out of no way. We thank God, hallelujah, for giving us new mercies with each day. He says in the in his word that with each day there are new mercies, hallelujah. So no matter what the abuse that we have suffered, no matter what the abuse we may have suffered, God still loves us unconditionally. With each day there's new mercies. With each day, there's new mercies. God loves us just that much. With each day, there's new mercies. So we have to cast the things into the sea of forgetfulness, the abuse that we suffered, either physically and or mentally. We must cast them in the sea of forgetfulness. Why? Because God has given us yet another day of new mercies. Hallelujah. God has the vengeance. He said, vengeance is mine. He can take vengeance much better than we can. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we thank and we praise God. Hallelujah. For keeping us. We thank and we praise God for the new mercies. We thank and we praise God, even though we may be abused, but we are never forgotten. So we thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for covering us. We thank God for keeping us. And another thing, it says, while it's hard to find anything positive here in this story, it does force us to rethink how we treat victims, how we treat people. Do we cast aside those who struggle in life and live desolate, broken lives? Or do we remind them of the healing power of Christ? Glory be to God. God is a healer.
Yes.
God will heal your mind. God will heal your body. I'm a living witness.
Yes.
I'm a living witness according to what I've been through. I should have been dead. I should have lost my mind. But glory be to God, I'm still here.
Oh,
I'm still in my right mind. Hallelujah. So I thank God for covering. I thank God for keeping me. I thank God for healing me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it says, do we share the stories of how Jesus took the time to speak to those who were the castaways of society? Because back in the day, people were castaways. If you had a certain disease, they cast you away. They put you out from society. You had to live out on the outskirts. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do we show the same love Christ showed to the downtrodden? Hallelujah. Do we as people of God show the same love to the people on the streets? Do we show the same love to vets who've gotten out, who fought for our country and gotten out and have no place to stay? Do we show the same love to people who beg for money, who's lost their jobs, and they're begging for money so that they can live? Do we show the same love? Hallelujah. With the love of Christ, we who try to do right and end up getting wrong do not have to live defeated lives. Hallelujah. We have victory. As the song says, victory in Jesus. No one can hinder me. No more chains and no more shackles, because God has set me free. No, devil, I will not listen to your lies anymore. They're hindering and they're binding. I won't go back no more. Hallelujah. So we thank God, hallelujah, for victory in every situation, no matter what it looks like with our physical eyes, no matter what it feels like. Hallelujah. We have victory in Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Our brokenness can be restored, and our tragedies can become our testimonies of the true unconditional love of Christ. Glory be to God. Let Tamar's story remind us to extend a hand and love of Jesus to those who have been violated or abused in any way. Now here's a question for you. How do you treat your sisters who are struggling, or your brothers who are struggling? And what can you do today to help someone who has been victimized or abused? Glory be to God. That's a thought for you, and that's where I'm going to leave you on this evening. Hallelujah. I pray that this has blessed someone on today. Glory be to God. To God be all the glory.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God, hallelujah, for that, this very timely and relevant message, praise God, because there are so many women and even men that are out there with abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, after being violent. Many, they do not know which way to turn, because sometimes of the stigma that's associated with this type of abuse. But one thing that we can assure, in the body of Christ, we should be that place of healing. We need to be with Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We should be that place of healing where those women and those men can come to be able to know, yes, there is a place to turn. And where do you turn? You turn to Jesus Christ, because no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you have experienced, you do not have to walk in the shame of being stigmatized, because, first of all, Jesus Christ and God's holy word, there is now therefore no condemnation to those
Amen.
Who are in Christ. And Jesus Christ, as you said, Almighty God, he loves us. He loves us unconditionally. He is
Amen.
A healer. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He is a healer. So I'm going to speak forth in the name of Jesus. If there is any man or woman that's on this line tonight that have experienced, hallelujah, any type of abuse, know that you can come to the feet of Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ. He is standing
Amen.
There with his arms open wide, ready to bring forth healing, hallelujah, healing to your body, healing to your mind, healing to your soul, healing to your spirit. And not
yeah.
only does Jesus Christ bring, there are resources, oh yes, there are,
yeah.
that are out
yeah.
there that are available, godly resources, where you can
yeah.
go and you can be able to bring this to the attention of those that are trained to be able to help in situations such as this. This is something also, too, that we as the church, hallelujah, we need to be able to turn to provide an opportunity for those to come, to be able to share, to be able to talk, to be about, to be able to support. This is not something that we have a tendency sometimes in the church when there are sensitive matters that we turn a blind eye or turn a deaf ear because we don't want to deal with it. But praise be to God. Hallelujah. There is nothing that you cannot bring to our Heavenly Father. Absolutely
Amen.
Nothing. He understands. The Word of God says that Jesus Christ, he came in the flesh, and there is no infirmity. There is no circumstance that he does not understand. He loves
Amen.
You. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Unconditionally, he loves you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And all you have to do is come to him. He will bring
Amen.
Forth healing. Oh, yes, he will,
Amen.
Physically and
Amen.
Emotionally. Oh, we thank God for tonight, Prophetess Cecile Cutchins,
yeah.
for bringing forth this powerful message, this powerful word.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing that God cannot handle. Oh, men and women, there is nothing
Amen.
That God cannot handle. Absolutely not. And he is standing there, Jesus, as I said, with his arms open wide, waiting to receive you. Oh, yes, he is. Praise God.
Amen.
We're going to go, hallelujah, and open the lines up tonight. If there are those that would like to share in this, we want you to be able to address, to say what is on your mind, to share your concern, praise God. You are in a safe place to be able, hallelujah, to do just that because God loves you. Jesus Christ loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to
Amen.
Extend that love to you as well. There is nothing that God cannot handle and nothing he cannot heal in Jesus' name. Is there one
Amen.
Tonight that would have that would care to share. Praise God. Hallelujah. Caller 0400. We're going to go ahead and dispatch you into the studio. Go right ahead. Good evening, Mother Pat. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and that is an awesome word, sister, that you have
Amen.
Given us tonight. Word of encouragement. The scripture that
yes.
kept coming to my mind the whole time you were talking was that what Satan intended for evil, God turned
mm-hmm.
it around
yeah.
for our good.
Come on.
And then
yeah.
I thought about, I remember reading a book, and she said, Florida, Cynthia Daniels, yeah. She was saying
mm-hmm.
from a mess to a message. Everything that you go through, it can turn
yeah.
around to be a message to help somebody else to come
Amen.
Out of the mess that you just
Amen.
Went through or have experienced
Amen.
During your life. So don't beat yourself down. If you're going
no.
through something, ask God to forgive you, and then you forgive yourself. himself. Because sometimes he can hold on to things and it keep us or impede us from going the way God wants us to go. Because he sees nothing escape his eyes. I say all the time that he's seen this particular day. He's seen you, sister, bringing this message to the body of believers for such a time, like you say, for such a time as this, because so much of that is going on, and people is traumatized or embarrassed or whatever, and they'll never get their healing. And another thing I say is, in order for a wound to heal, you got to uncover it. You got to
heal. That was a good word, sister. Very good word.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
God
praise God. Amen. Thank you, Mother Pat, for sharing that. Yes, yes. Powerful, powerful word, Prophetess Cushing. And well, again, so relevant. Is there another tonight? Praise God. Praise God. Is there another tonight? We just to press one on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. Yes, because see, with forgiveness, there the enemy, he wants us not to be able to forgive ourselves nor forgive others, because those roots of bitterness. He knows with unforgiveness, the roots of bitterness will take root and they will grow. But see, you have to forgive. And even for forgiving the perpetrator, it's not going to negate what was occurred, that it was wrong. It was wrong. But you have to forgive not for them, but you have to forgive to free yourself. You have to forgive to free yourself. Just as Mother Pat shared, God has a way of taking that which the enemy meant for destruction and turning it into for victory. God has a way of in your mess and turning it into a message and a testimony to be able to help someone else that is going through the same thing. So, yes, we forgive. Yes, we must forgive. I'm going to go ahead and open the lines up as well. Caller number 3258. Go right ahead, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go right ahead.
To God be the glory. I want to thank the woman of God for such a powerful word. She
Amen.
Was touching
Amen.
So many areas that some of us have gone through silently and not openly.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we're so grateful to Jesus Christ that bore our shame and guilt, that he will allow the Holy Spirit to reveal it to the one who have been wounded and injured. To let them know that vengeance belongs to him, he shall repay. But a lot of people go through that silent hurt, that silent shame, and it feels like there is no help and feel like no one doesn't care. But when the Holy Spirit surrounds that person's heart and let them know through the tears and the pain and the abuse, that nothing was hid from me. I saw it all. And when the enemy think that they have gotten away with what they have done, God said, at the end, the person they hurt shall win. But the thing is that the enemy don't want you to know that. So I thank Prophetess Cushing for letting us know there is silent hurt and pain that women have to deal with. And sometimes, like Pastor Constance said, the men's got to deal with it. But we are not in our proper place sometimes to help those in need that are hurting silently. So thank you, Prophetess Cushing, for such a word like this in a time when so many silent people have been abused or violated and don't know that Jesus Christ will pay them in the day that he have appointed. Something is going to be now. It may be at the day of judgment, but they will never win over you. But we got to place the healing power over them because it can make them draw them down to make them feel like they are nothing. So thank you. Thank you for the word. Thank you, New Season, for allowing her to bring such a word like this. God bless.
Amen. God bless. Thank you, Elder Green. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing those comments. And God bless you. Praise God. We have right at about 8 minutes left into the broadcast. And I'm going to go ahead and extend the opportunity for salvation. And then also to Prophetess Cushing, I would like for you afterwards to be prepared, if you would, to pray and close us out. With it tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this message tonight. Romans 10:9-10, my dear sisters, my brothers also that are on the line. 10:9-10 tells us, it gives us the way to be able to bring forth the healing by going to the feet of Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can heal, especially in these types of circumstances where there's been physical abuse and where there's been mental abuse that's caused emotional and mental abuse. These types of abuse try to, again, take hold and take root. And only the anointing power of the Holy Spirit in the presence of Jesus Christ can heal.
Amen.
So Romans 10:9-10 tells us that if we but confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then we shall be saved. Hallelujah, praise God. All you have to do is simply just speak with your mouth and say, Lord God, I am a sinner. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are the Son of the living God, came to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins, all of my sins. And I can come to you, lay my sins at your feet. I can come to you, lay my hurts at your feet. I can lay my woundedness at your feet. Lord God, I ask you to allow your Son, Jesus Christ, to come into my life, Lord Jesus, and take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And my sister, my brother, if you prayed but that simple prayer, we welcome you into the kingdom of God tonight. Yes, we thank God. And God, you've positioned yourself for a mighty, miraculous healing, a healing that only God can do. So we thank God and we give praise that your name has now been written down, hallelujah, in the Lamb's Book of Life, never, ever to be erased. We give God all the praise, give him all the honor, and we give him all the glory. We're going to go ahead and turn the mic back over to Prophetess Cecile Cushing again. Thank you, Prophetess Cushing, for this powerful message and word tonight.
Yes.
Would you please go ahead and close us out in prayer?
God
bless you.
Amen. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. It's a pleasure, hallelujah, to give the prayer and give the word on this evening. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify and glorify your holy name.
Yes.
Father God, it is in you that we live, we move, and we have our being. Father God, we ask that you would be with and cover and keep, Father God, any and everyone that has been physically or mentally abused, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, for we know that you are the healer of all healers. You are the balm in Gilead, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, and you have made it so that, Father God, we will not get stuck. You knew what would happen, Father God, before we were born, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
So, Father God, thank you for taking us through and us not getting stuck.
stuck. Yes. I tell you, they're cool.
Yes.
Taking us
yes.
through, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for healing the physical wounds. Thank you for healing the mental
yes.
wounds, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to your name, God. God, so we give you all glory, honor, and praise that is due your name. Father God, we ask
yes.
that you just continue to cover and keep Pastor Jasper and Pastor Constance Whitehurst, Father God, as they have submitted their lives to you, Father God. They have surrendered it all to you, Father God. They have been obedient to your will and your way. So we thank you for this broadcast, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it, as it continues to bless people, Father God, as it continues
yes.
to heal people, Father God, as it continues
yes.
to push people forward into their destiny. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to your name, Father God.
Yes.
So, Father God, we thank you for them, Father God, and we ask that you would continue to cover them, that you would continue to keep them, that you would continue to bless them, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. As they walk out their walk in the kingdom, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we ask that you would just be with everyone who's found it not robbery to come on the line this evening, Father God,
yes.
for this broadcast.
Yes.
We ask that you
Thank
would bless
you.
Them, that you would cover them, that you would keep them, Father God, that you would strengthen
yes.
them for their next leg in this journey called life, Father God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus, that everyone
yes.
would surrender it all over to you, Father God, for you know what's best for us, Father God. So we thank you,
yes.
Father God. We praise you, Father God. We thank you for victory in every situation, Father God. When it doesn't look like matayereko, then when it does not look like that we're going to have victory, Father God, we have victory in you, Father God. It may not
yes.
turn out the way we expected or wanted to, Father God, but we know you know what's best for us, Father God. So we give you praise, honor, and glory, Father God. We give you honor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father
yes.
God, and we thank you for carrying us through and us not getting stuck. In Jesus' precious
amen.
Name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you again, Prophetess
yes,
Cousin.
Yes,
thank
you
to everyone that has
yes.
tuned in tonight. Go forth and have an awesomely blessed week, and
to
God
be
all the glory. God bless
yes.
and good night.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!